all the time. And yeah, obviously right now I'm really disappointed. She's a really tough player to play, and today I felt like I ran out of gas a little bit, and yeah, it's tough to win against her that way.
It seemed that the knee wraps didn't feel very good to you.
No, I felt a little on 4-3. I hit a return and felt a little pain, and it was bothering me, and I tried to tape it, but the tape really wasn't comfortable, so I took it off.
You know, the statistics are so skewed that you had so many over, almost 70 unforced errors, and she had 10. But do you look at that, are you frustrated by that, those errors, or are you happy that you went for your points?
Well, I'm frustrated. That was it was way too much. I mean, I knew I was going for too much. It was really difficult to play because it was a very windy day also, and that was the kind of play that I feel played a huge role today. It was really difficult to time the ball, especially on her ball and her serve. It comes so slow, and it kind of floats in the air, and I was just, I mean, I wanted to keep going for the ball and keep playing aggressive, but yeah, I just missed too much.
How do you explain there can be one set like the first one, then the second, and then the third? They are completely opposite.
Okay.
How do you explain it?
Well, if you have watched tennis for many years, that's a kind of unfair question. I mean, you can see it in every match. You could ask her the same, her last match with Venus. I mean, how it can happen, it happens. Momentum shifts, you play a little better, then it shifts the other way, and you help it by playing a little worse, and that's kind of what happened today. Unfortunately, I had a game point on second game of the third set, and I mishit a ball. The wind took a ball away from me, and I mishit very wide, and instead of 1-0, I lost that game. It's love 2, and then kind of just kept rolling downhill from there. Unfortunately, it happens.
And do you think on the fifth game, which was 18 points, you still had, you were still fighting, of course, I think it could have changed something? Maybe?
Absolutely. I mean, I was fighting hard. I think I'm living proof here this last 2 weeks that it's never over. And I've come back so many times here, just here, from 5-2 down in the third or in the first, and set points and everything. So it's never over. I always fight. It's just, yeah.
Listen, your last name is also Italian. You married an Italian. Do you speak some Italian?
I understand a little bit. I don't really speak much, but yeah, I understand.
So do you have any sort of relationship with Errani? Do you know her? I mean, a bit?
No, not really.
Never talk, no.
No.
In some way, does this open seem like a start over point for you? In your career?
Maybe not a start over. I don't think that wouldn't be fair to me to say that, but it's been definitely sort of another successful tournament that I haven't had in a really long time, and just gives me even more motivation to keep working even harder and to continue. And I'm very motivated to have a great off season to work hardest I've ever worked and have another great year next year.
Can you remember winning the last time you won 6 matches?
It's been a little while. It's been a little while, and today I felt like my body finally just wasn't willing but it just kind of broke down a little bit everywhere. I have blisters, tapes, pain everywhere in my body, so I'm just a little bit, yeah, I burned out a little bit today.
Ariane, you won the juniors here. And it seems like not many people go on to win the adult event. Why do you think that is?
Martina did, from what I remember. Hingis, whatever happened with me happened. It's difficult. I don't really know the question. I mean, winning a junior is obviously a one big step ahead, moving in the right direction. And it's not really that easy to win a Grand Slam, you know. May not happen for everybody.
Do you think it helps to have won a juniors?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you learn the. I think junior competition is very important. I think it was for me too, to play your peers, your age, and to learn the pressure situations and being favored, being seeded, or what have you. I think it's very important because later when you come to this stage, I think it's easier to deal with pressures because you're already used to it, sort of.
Go ahead, Dave.
Miranda, 17 years ago at age 15, you win your first tournament you ever played, singles, doubles. There's excitement ahead of you. Compare the excitement back